St. Paul in the second reading says to us, brothers and sisters, have no anxiety at all, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Prayer, petition with thanksgiving, those two aspects of prayer, as the Catechism teaches, petition, thanksgiving, praise, and adoration. The three forms, the three of those forms are directly direct us to God: adoration, adoring God, praising God, and thanking God. So we're directing our prayers. And then the fourth one is really, you know, where we're focusing on our own needs. And what are our needs? You know, what do I need? You know, I got a house over my head, I got clothes to wear, I got food on the table. What else do I need? I don't need God, really. I don't need to ask anything for God. I got the basic needs of life. No, of course, we need many more material things when things happen. But primarily, our Lord is telling us to pray for our spiritual needs. Our spiritual needs, what are our spiritual needs? All the, you know, we look at our character, we look at our moral life, our spiritual life, and then we see all the needs. We see all the imperfections, how we fall short. We see all our imperfections because we're called to perfection. Jesus said, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So what is our standard? Our standard is perfection. Our standard is Jesus Christ, Our Lady, perfect, the perfect ones. But how can I ever do what they did? You know, I can't, of course, but we can strive to be perfect. Yesterday we celebrated the feast of Holy Father Saint Francis, who was considered to be the saint who, above perhaps, you know, I don't know all saints, but certainly one of the most remarkable saints that conformed his life in a perfect way to Jesus Christ, in a perfect way, in a relative sense, as best we could. So we have Jesus, we have perfection as our standard, and when we have that, then we see all the needs that we have to ask for, if we care, do I care about being perfect? Do I care about being a saint? Do I care about my salvation? Do I care about being secure in heaven? Do I care about having a high place in heaven? Do I even care? You know, isn't it just easier just to get to heaven by the skin of my teeth? You know, just to, as long as I'm in there, you know, as long as I get my foot in there, as long as I'm safe, you know, I can do the minimum, you know, I can. You know, maybe we'll get to heaven if we have that mentality. Maybe it's kind of risky, though. Our Lord is calling us to be saints, to be, you know, and that's you know, what kind of life is it when you don't strive for anything? You don't strive to perfection. You just want to take it easy. You just want to have heaven on earth, have the best of two worlds, the best of this world and the best of the next world, you know. Look at the life of Jesus Christ. He didn't show that to us. We're here to follow Jesus Christ, who carried this cross, who lived a life of sacrifice for us. And I think, you know, sacrifice might be not even the best word for a lot of us. You know, I think maybe a better word would be to give, giving. Jesus gave of himself to the utmost, to the last drop of his blood. He gave of his whole being, his whole life, his whole soul, his whole divinity to us. He gives us, you know, the give with a capital G, I-N-G, giving in a capital way. And, you know, this is what we want to do in our life in imitation of Jesus. In order to do that, we have to ask for everything. We have to ask for grace, for the grace even to give to God, to give to our neighbor, with this petition and with thanksgiving, as St. Paul says. Thanksgiving is a great way to give back to God. That's what the word says, thanksgiving, giving thanks, giving back to God, you know, as much as we can, give back to God our entire life. As Pope John Paul II would always say, you know, we're in marriage, there's a self-giving of the spouses, the giving of them their entire self to each other. And that's human dignity too, to give. We're here to give of ourselves to the world and to our neighbor. Giving of ourselves, being that effusive, self-giving, and you know, you can call it sacrifice if you want, but maybe giving is a more pleasing way of thinking about it. To give and to give back, thanksgiving, full of thanksgiving, and thanksgiving really helps us to love God. And petition, we ask for everything. We ask for so many things. And that requires the desire to be holy, the desire to be good, desire to be better, the desire to be better than I am now, you know. And we keep looking at the standard and we see, you know, how we need, we want, we long, you know, we see what we lack and we want. We want something good. We see the saints, we see Jesus, we see something, the highest good, and we desire that. You know, we have to look at that standard. If we look at our standard as the humdrum Jojo on the street, or Sally on the street, and that's our standard, then, you know, maybe I'm a little better than that, and that's not good enough. We need to look at our Lord, and that stokes our desire. A desire, we have to have strong desires in order to ask for things. And it requires a bit of humility as well to say, I need things. I am not self-sufficient. I can't pull up myself by my bootstraps. I can't make myself a saint. God is the only one that can do that. And as soon as I start to think that I can make myself a saint, I start to slip and slide and fall down, and not get up, and get worse and worse. So we humble ourselves. We are nothing. We're just empty vessels. We want to be empty vessels so that God can fill us. And He won't fill us unless we ask. Ask for many, many things, many, many graces. Be that spiritually greedy. Be like the little chickens and the little chicks in the nest. So cheap and cheap and cheap, and they don't stop. And you know, we want to keep asking and asking and asking and asking all day long. If you care, if you desire, if you want to be a saint, you know, just there for the asking, there for the desiring. Those who desire it, as St. Thomas Aquinas, when he was asked how do I become a saint, he said, just desire it, just wish it, will it, and you can become a saint. So we have to desire it, we have to want it, and when we get it, we thank God. Every grace that we get, we thank God. Thank God from the depths of our heart and from the depths of our being. And thanks means to give. Thanksgiving means to give back. True thanks means giving back to God of my life and of my giving to my neighbor and giving to the world of my resources, what I can do, what God has given me to do. So petition, thanksgiving is perhaps a message we can take away from the gospel and the readings today.
Christus.